Reading from our Holy Scriptures today, we're reading from the prophet Isaiah. We're in the very first chapter, starting at verse 10 to 18. And we hear, really, this is the first Isaiah. This is the beginning of his prophecy. And if it will turn, we'll get there. It is found on page 1059, except it's really not. I guess it starts over on this next page. I apologize. We start at the bottom of page 1060 with verse 10. Hear from Isaiah then. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams, and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And our epistle lesson today is found in the back, and it is in 2 Thessalonians. On page 842, and this we do begin at the first verse. We'll read verses 1 through 4 and then 11 through 12. Hear then what Paul says. Paul, Silas, or some people translate it Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love of every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his prayer he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And our gospel lesson today is from the 19th chapter of the gospel according to Luke. We begin at the first verse. We'll read the first 10 verses found on page 1630 in the Pew Bibles. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see Jesus, who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed Jesus gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. May God add God's blessing to our hearing of his holy word. Let us pray. Oh God, I ask that you bless now the words of all of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts, that it might be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was 16, I measured 4'10", and I have to confess that though I am no longer 16 and I am no longer 4'10", I often still view myself as being vertically challenged at 4'10". At 5'2½", I still have trouble doing some things, though, you know? Like, I moved into a parsonage that had been built in the turn of the last century, you know, with the 12-foot ceilings. So the cupboards went all the way up, and I needed a really tall ladder to either put things away or get things out, you know? And in grocery shopping, the things I want are always on the top shelf. Have you ever figured they should ask me what I'm going to buy and put them down lower? But no, they never do. And I run around looking for tall people because it's not safe to climb the shelves, right? Vertically challenged. And then I meet someone whom I dearly love, and they're shorter than I am, and I feel real tall all of a sudden. And I think, well, I guess I'm not as short as I thought I was. Zacchaeus was short, short in stature, short. He was vertically challenged, and he wanted to find out who this Jesus he'd heard so much about was, so he goes out to see the parade, except he couldn't, because all he saw was everybody's backs, which he probably saw a lot of in his life, being that he was shorter than them. Not that they were tall, because we know that the people in the Middle East during the time of Jesus, though they ate, did not grow real tall because they didn't have the kind of protein and food in their diets with consistency that grow tall people. He was even shorter. But he was a chief tax collector, so I think maybe it wasn't just his height that kept him getting to see Jesus. Because, I mean, you know, when you're at a parade and there's somebody smaller that wants to see, don't you kind of open it up and let him get in front of you because you know you're going to see over him anyway, right? Yeah, nobody was opening it up. They knew who he was. They wanted nothing to do with him. They made sure he didn't get to see. So he goes down and he finds a tree. You know, the kind of tree where it starts out low with the limbs and they go like ladders so short people can climb them. I remember climbing trees with my brothers once they were bigger than I was and they could just kind of reach up higher. I had to find the right kind of tree, you know, one that I could get started in. That was Zacchaeus. He had to find one he could get started in. And it had to be on the path where Jesus was headed, passing through Jericho. Zacchaeus probably worked hard in his life being a chief tax collector. I talked last week a little bit about tax collectors and how they were despised, and they got paid only if they took more from the people than Rome needed so that they could have an income. Well, he was in charge of them. He didn't go door to door collecting the taxes. He went to the tax collectors and collected taxes for Rome and for himself. So who are the people he's cheating, if he's cheating anyone? The tax collectors. That sounds easy enough, right? But it didn't matter to the people who were in the street that day, the people of Jericho, because he was in cahoots with the Romans. He was forcing businesses to pay up. There was no representation in the Senate for occupied people. If Rome wanted more money, they coughed it up. and he was in charge of the lot of them. Nobody liked Zacchaeus. Nobody trusted him. I'm not sure it was because he was short that he didn't get through the crowd. Jesus knew he was there. Jesus found him. Jesus invited himself to his house, assumed Zacchaeus would extend hospitality. And he did. And he was so moved at that divine extravagance that Jesus did. He was so moved by God's faithfulness to seek out those who were lost and hurting, and those who were questioning and wondering, and those who were on the verge of believing but didn't quite, that he responded with his own generosity and his own repentance. Jesus gave Zacchaeus salvation the moment he looked up into that tree and said, I'm coming to your house. Zacchaeus responded not only with hospitality to Jesus, but with saying, hey, I'm going to give half of everything I have away so that the poor are fed and have a place to live. And if anybody has been defrauded by me, I'll repay that four times. Wow. Zacchaeus responded with such extravagance because he knew what he had been given. Well, maybe we have been in that place ourselves, knowing that we are the outcast, that we're the sinner, that we are the despised person. Except we come to know that we're loved by God. And that invites us to a place of hospitality and a place of generosity. But I think more times those of us in this country, in this place, in this community, with all our blessings, are not Zacchaeus. I think we're the crowd. I think we're the people who despised Zacchaeus. I think we're the people who, when Jesus goes to his house, say, he's going to that nasty person's house. He's going to that sinner. Because don't we do that? Don't we judge other people? Don't we decide that if they don't behave the way we think it's appropriate, there's something wrong with them? I don't know. I haven't heard your stories over years and years. I've only been here a couple years, but I listen to stories of people, work, hospitals, other churches, civic organizations. You know, not the ones they stand up in the pulpit and have, or at the podium and have, but the ones they have with each other. Can you believe she brought all four of her kids to that dinner the other night? And they ran all around. They didn't sit still and pay any attention to their food. And they knocked into somebody and spilled over. What was she thinking that she brought those kids? Haven't you ever heard somebody have that kind of conversation? I have. Such judgment. Such judgment. They weren't really welcome here. They didn't know how to behave themselves. Some of us have within us the capacity, I suppose all of us have within us the capacity, some of us might act on it, to be even more judging than that. And we maybe don't tell others, but we do it with our actions. the ways that we exclude others, the ways that we keep them out, the ways that we see them as less than we are. Because that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Zacchaeus was a sinner that made him less than them. And they cut him off from God. And God said, but I love Zacchaeus too. And then they got upset because God loves Zacchaeus too. And they started grumbling amongst themselves. Jesus heard it. Zacchaeus heard it. Zacchaeus was so filled with the joy of being loved by God that he was extravagant in his promise to give up his worldly goods. Jesus explained to all those who were grumbling that he came to find the lost, to reach out to the sinners, to stand with those who are on the fringes of society and seen as less than fully human by others. Jesus challenges us today to look at ourselves and our actions and the ways that we live our lives to make sure that we really are extending the love of God to everybody, no matter where they live, what language they speak, what work they do. Make sure that we treat them generously, lovingly, as children of God, who are just as entitled to salvation as we are. Amen.